name is Luis Ferrante, and I have a very unique background. I was part of the Gambino crime family during John Gotti's reign. I had my own crew. We did heists and hijackings for the family and kicked a piece upstairs. And I hobnobbed with the leaders of the family. Eventually, that led to prison. And inside prison, I began to read and educate myself. And now I'm a writer.
John Gotti enjoyed a real honeymoon, in a sense, with the media, always referring to him as the Teflon Don. In our view, the Teflon is now gone. John Gotti is covered now with Velcro because, as you know, every charge in the indictment for John Gotti stuck.
It's obviously called, quote unquote, the family business, and for more than one reason. An organized crime family is like a family, so when I was part of the family, although my blood relatives were not part of the Gambino family, I was considered a brother, a son to many other mobsters. But it's also called the family business because mobsters usually bring their sons, nephews, grandsons into the business. And the reason being is because those are the people that they trust the most. And if the mafia has been good to them and they've been successful, they feel that it's something that's worth a shot at for their son, grandson, or nephew, or what have you. Most of the people that I was around were relatives of high-ranking mobsters. I was probably one of the very few who was not blessed or cursed with the benefit of nepotism.
My father is the last of the Mohegans. They don't make men like him anymore, and they never will.
Mobsters who are in positions to make very important decisions can make those decisions considering their close family ties if they make those decisions with their head and not their heart. When a mobster, a high-ranking mobster, uses his heart to guide him, he usually meets with disaster. So usually the mobsters who have succeeded and gone on to die in bed and not get gunned down on the street were mobsters who made the decisions with their head and put people in place who were the right person for the job. And there's ways to get around. If, for example, there are a number of dons who might have had a son who was not necessarily inept, but unequipped to rule over the men that he had ruled over. And what he may do then in that instance is appoint someone who he trusts who will treat his son with dignity. But if he just appoints his son because it's his son, 9 out of 10, it ends in disaster. I was part of the family in the late 80s up until the mid-90s when I went to prison. During that time, John Gotti had taken over the family and became the boss or Don, and why he was forced to make
John
a move
Gotti
and take over the family in such a violent way,
he
did it by killing the former
by
Don,
no stretch of the imagination,
is because Carlo Gambino,
York,
the founder and original Don of the Gambino family, what he did was upon his death, he appointed his brother-in-law, Paul Castellano, to head the family. It was a choice that ended in utter disaster for the family. He was the wrong person for the job. He was more of a businessman, less of a street guy, so he didn't have a handle on the street affairs. He tried to rule from an ivory tower. That did not work. And there was a lot of discontent within the family that eventually erupted and ended in him being gunned down along with his underboss in one evening when the Gambino family was decapitated by John Gotti, who took over after him. For all of Gambino's smarts, and he was very smart, he blew it at the last moment when he appointed a brother-in-law because it was the wrong guy for the job.
John Gotti is only one man, and he is the boss of the Gambino crime family. By no stretch of the imagination is the mafia dead here in New York or across the country.
Regarding the issue of secession, when a secession plan is in place, there's usually a guide, a counselor. We call him a consigliere. And that consigliere, he's the number three man in the family. The hierarchy of the Gambino family would be the boss, the underboss, and then the consigliere, and then a list of captains that fall beneath them. And the consigliere was usually chosen for a guy for his sagacity. He was usually an old guy who had 40 or 50 years experience on the streets. He might have been in his 70s. And he's prepared now to sit with the boss and guide him around obstacles that might trouble the family. He might spot obstacles on the horizon and be able to advise the boss accordingly. And that consigliere position was the absolute most important position in the family because it kept the family from avoiding a secession disaster. He might say to a boss, hey, listen, I like your son, I love him, but he's the wrong guy for the job. And as long as he counseled the boss in private, his advice was taken into account. There are a number of mob guys who had sons who grew up in that life, were around it, were exposed to it, but were able to see that it wasn't for them. And they would, you know, politely ask their father to be able to maybe help them, guide them in a new direction. So there are plenty of mobsters I know who had sons who were attorneys, who went into different businesses and prospered in those particular businesses without any mafia favors, just basically using the mob savvy that they learned from their dad and applying it to legitimate business.
If they are able to convict Gotti's successor, whoever that might be, perhaps in a few years the mafia will be reduced to a street gang level. But they are still too well entrenched in too many legitimate businesses and too many labor unions for anyone to realistically say that the mafia is dead.
If you own a small business, it's healthy to have outsiders come in and advise the family or work with the family. In the mafia, too, I would advise Adon to make sure that his son has outside counsel. You can learn a lot from your father, watching him, his mannerisms, the way he handles a problem, the way he treats his men. But in the end, your character will define who you are. You know, the ancient Greeks like to say that character is destiny. And it's very true. Your character is your destiny. The thing for a company or a mafia family is there should be someone able to correctly judge that person's character. And having done so, they would be in turn judging the destiny of that company or family.